Well, there are quite lots of rules about bowling. I would rather describe it as etiquette rather than rules. To start with, there needs to be a captain, vice-captain and match secretary. The match secretary, I suppose, we'd start with because they would arrange a match with opposite clubs. And you had a list of clubs which were local, mostly local, but some we did have where we needed to travel. And the captain herself used to have to be in charge of the whole day. She would organise the greens, which had to be laid out a certain way, and the teams, how they would play each other. Our captain would stand on the green and welcome the opposing team, who did not step onto the grass until they were invited to. And then the teams would be introduced to each other, mostly as lead, played number two, played number three, and the captain, who was always called the skip. And whatever the skip told you to do, you did. You always had forwards, but not necessarily played with them all. As I said, pairs, you played with two, and so forth. But the principle was the same. You had the small ball, which was called a jack, which the number one would bowl up first. But after that, the skip would be standing at the head and she would direct you with one to your forehand or one to your backhand, with more pressure or less, how she felt you would enclose and be nearest to the jack, which is the object of the game. The wood is the main bowl, and there is a weighted side to the wood. That is why you don't bowl straight. The number one starts, and then the opposing number one also bowls one wood. They take that in turn until all their bowls are bowled. Then our number two comes up. Eventually, the skip is close to the head and she can direct to how she feels you ought to come. And after we have, the one, two and three have played, they then change ends. And the number three takes the part of the skip. And actually it's the number three, two number threes that decide the outcome of the game.